Now, this is the part of the introduction to this little epistle. In fact, the introduction here of this little epistle, it takes in the first three verses to tell the truth, and it's sort of like the tail's wagging the dog here, such a long introduction for such a small epistle. But actually, it's a personal letter, and it's written by John to the elect lady. The Greek word is electa, and electa is really a title. It could be the name of the person, for that matter. And the question is often asked, does it refer to a Christian lady in the early church by the name of Electa? Well, it would seem that it was addressed to some lady in the church, or, as I prefer to interpret it, speaking now of interpretation because I'm not clear in my own thinking whether there was a lady by this name in the early church, or whether he is addressing the early church at that time. You must recall that John is the apostle who writes of the family of God. Paul writes of the church of God. And Peter writes of the government of God. And if you keep that in the background of your thinking when you come to these epistles written by these different men, it will help you to understand many things they're saying. Now, regardless of whether it's an individual or a church, he is thinking of it in the context of the family of God. They're in the family of God. Now, apparently there was a woman who was extending hospitality to all those who claimed to be Christian, though some of them were actually heretics. They were denying the deity of Christ. They were denying the great truths of the Christian faith. And John warns here against entertaining such folk. And that actually is the purpose of this little epistle. And it gives now a balanced viewpoint of the first epistle. This idea of love, love, love today, that you're to love everybody that comes along, I don't find that in the Word of God. Now, God so loved the world, but he never asked me to love the world. In fact, I'm told, love not the world, the things in the world. And I understand that to be the culture and the civilization, this man-made thing that man has set up in the world today and has come down through the centuries. But I also understand that God is not saying to me, I want you to build up some sort of a sentimental feeling toward the lost and love them and then bring the gospel to them. God says to me, as we saw in the book of Jonah, God says, I love them. I want you to give the gospel to them. And when you give the gospel to them, then you will learn to love them. That is the thing that is important. And I understand when he's talking about love, yeah, I not only understand it, John's making it very clear. You're to love the family of God. You're to love other believers. Now, you're to love them in the Lord. Now, I think we need to be very careful about that love, because a great many of these offshoots today of the hippie movement are interpreting agape love as nothing in the world but sex. A lady called me this morning, and she's been saved through the radio ministry, and she said to me, Dr. McGee, I just want you to know I love you. And then she sort of caught herself when she said that, and she says, and I hope you understand, I'm not talking about man and woman love. I'm talking about I love you as a brother in the Lord who led me to Christ. Well, I understand that, and I believe that's the kind of love that John's talking about here, love in the family of God, and that needs to be exhibited today in the church. I think that there are times now for many churches that have built up a reputation of being fundamental in the faith, and I would say that it's time now to exhibit love among the brethren. I would say that I need that in my own life. I'm sure you need that in your own life. There are very few folk that actually question the fact whether I'm fundamental or not. The criticism I hear most in Southern California, they call me an extreme fundamentalist. I don't think I am, but that's what many say. That's what you are. But I don't worry about that. The thing that I do not worry about it, but I'm concerned about, is that we love the brethren. That's important. But this thing can slop over. We need to recognize that it has boundary in the family of God. Now, who's in the family of God? Here comes along one of these heretics, as he did in John's day. He's apostate. He's actually Antichrist. He denies the deity of Christ. And Gnosticism was coming up then in the church. You see, Peter and Paul were already dead and had been dead 30 years when John wrote these epistles. Gnosticism was beginning to come in. It actually denied the deity of Christ. Now John is saying, when one of those fellows comes along, you're not to extend love to him. You're not even to entertain him. And that's very important for us to see.